I've started recording, Naveed.
Thank you. Okay, I think let's go ahead. I mean,
Okay.
since we are recording, so stage is all yours, man.
All right. Let me share my screen real quick here. Can you all see my screen now? Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for the folks who are joining from across the pond. Thank you so much for joining me for today's session. Today I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic. It's called Azure DevTest Labs, and I know that there has been a lot of questions from the customers in the in the field that how to use DevTest Lab or what are the best case scenarios where they can utilize DevTest Lab. So I'm going to go over some of those scenarios. I will try to stay in time, but it's a big topic, so I might run a little bit, a few minutes over. Now, before we go ahead and get started, the agenda, I just like to so myself, Siraj, I've been with Microsoft for quite some time. I'm based in Austin, and I'm a Azure Solution Architect. A couple of important updates, actually. One of them is really exciting that we are now finally introducing Azure Availability Zone. So this has been an ask for a long time, and we have been waiting, and customers have been waiting for availability zones because in AWS we have availability zones available, but not in Azure. In Azure, we had a concept called fault domain. So there were different tracks in the same data center where you set up your availability set, and your VMs are spread across those multiple racks. However, they were all connected through the were in the same building, so sharing the same power, same network. So now we have introduced availability zones. This is going to be multiple zones in the same region, isolated from each other. So if something goes down in the one, the other will still stay up. But then the latency between these two zones will be pretty low. So they will be kind of close enough to each other so that you can build your business continuity and high availability workloads on it. So for now, we have East 2 and West Europe in the public preview. And this is a limited public preview. So we are just supporting virtual machines and VM scale sets and managed disk in these availability zones. Another interesting announcement that we made is we are introducing the Azure AD Managed Service Identity. And this is once again in preview. So one of the big challenge that developers had is, if they were building the services and they wanted to access all the other resources in Azure, they have to kind of hard code their credentials inside the code, which can be avoided by using Managed Service Identity. So this is again a great feature that customers have been waiting for. So for now, we support the Managed Service Identity for virtual machines and app services, and couple more. So you can kind of set up a Managed Service Identity for a virtual machine. And when you write code and the code is run from that virtual machine, it can query the identity from that virtual machine and go to Azure Active Directory, get the token, and then use the token in that code to access the other Azure services based on whatever access you provide to the service identity. All right, so these were a couple of updates. I know there are a lot more, but I'm not going to go over all of them. But for today's topic, I'm going to cover Azure Dev Test Labs. So a lot of my customers are very interested and kind of a little bit confused as well that what all they can do with the Dev Test Lab. So what we have seen is, there are four common scenarios that customers can utilize Azure Dev Test Labs, they can be very beneficial in these four scenarios. So first is developer machines. So in Azure or any other public cloud, anyways, you can go ahead or create a virtual machine and start coding, which is really, really easy. There is nothing complex about it. However, when you think from governance point of view, you want to an IT ops person or wants to control the spending for their Azure environment, and they don't want to give access to their developers or testers to create anything or any large size virtual machines and keep them running. And end of the month, they get a large bill in their Azure bill. So Azure DevTest Lab solves some of the governance and policy related challenges for IT ops. And we will talk about some of these policies and how you can set up these policies in the demo. But for here, in these scenarios, IT admin can create a lab, assign the policies around it, and then developers can kind of get access to lab and only do whatever is allowed in that particular policies. So the other is testing environment. So let's say if you have multiple teams, one team is developing a software, and then you want other team to test the softwares. Azure DevTest Lab can be incorporated from the CI/CD pipelines. So basically, developers can create the latest code, create images out of that, and then upload that images to DevTest Lab. And from there, testers in their own labs actually can access those images, and they can start testing. Or if they want to run like load test agent, they can also run it there. Training education, and trials and hackathons. So these are also two common scenarios where instead of having all the VHDs and uploading them to Azure and kind of creating training out of it, the trainers can actually create the dev test lab to deliver their training and have all the necessary custom images and artifacts on the machines. And when the trainings are done, they can actually take down the lab or maybe reuse the lab for other purposes. So these are some of the common scenario. Now let's dive into a demo. It's pretty easy to create a dev test lab. So you can go to Azure portal. You can create new, and you can create dev test labs. And this will give you simple option to create a dev test lab. You specify lab name, location, and then you can also specify. So you start providing some of the policies even from as soon as you start creating a lab. So this one is like auto shutdown. So you can enable auto shutdown for the virtual machines, or any of the virtual machines in this lab will actually inherit this auto shutdown policy. If they want to opt out, they can opt out. So there is an option
Okay.
for opting out, but you can specify a schedule shutdown time, and then all the virtual machines in this lab will shut down. You can call a webhook when the machines shut down, or you can also send an email to developers say, hey, your machines are being shut down. You can specify tags here. So once if you specify a tag on a top level, a dev test lab resource, or the tags will be applied to all the different resources inside that dev test lab. Now, so this is the way to create this from the portal. Now, let's say if you want to go ahead and create a dev test lab using your ARM template, you can do that as well. So if you go to GitHub, in GitHub we have a repo called dev test lab repo, and this repo is put by dev test lab product team. So you can go here, you can go to sample, and these are all different samples to create dev test lab through your CI/CD pipeline or whatever you're using. So I can create a deploy to Azure, and this will kind of deploy the dev test lab for me. So this is the one way of deploying dev test lab resources on your Azure environment. Now let's go over and see some other features. So okay, so once your lab is deployed, actually you will see a lab like this. So I'm not deploying it because it takes time, but you will see something like this. Now in this one, you can add a virtual machine. So think about it like as an IT owner, I can create a lab. Now I can start creating few things here. So first, let me start with the configuration and policies. So I can set up some policies here. And of course, I can see cost trend, cost by resources. So as an admin, I get access to all this data from this interface itself. I can set up the policies. This one is allowed virtual machine sizes. So you can allow what sizes of virtual machines your developers or your lab users can actually create. So you can enable it and then switch on that, hey, I just want them to create A series virtual machines or D series virtual machines, but not G series virtual machines. So you can turn this on. You can also set up that how many virtual machine a user can create. So you can specify this, and also you can specify how many total number of virtual machines can be created in this lab. As I discussed, there is an auto shutdown feature which is on, which you can set up while creating a lab, or also you can kind of come back here and turn on and turn off. Now, another feature we have added is called auto start. So not only shut down, it is so useful that when your developers comes back in the morning, they can also see all their machines automatically started. So you can schedule auto start as well. One question, okay, so before I go there, so these are the repositories. So you can link your external repos from your dev test lab. Now, one question I get a lot from the customers, hey, you know, when you're talking about dev test lab, you're just telling me a simple scenario where I can create some virtual machines, but our scenarios are not really simple. We might be using some PaaS resources, or we might be creating a kind of a big Hadoop cluster. So how do we don't want to go come here and create virtual machine by virtual machine, right? That's not kind of optimal for us. We want a way to kind of bring our own ARM templates in the dev test labs. So what you can do is, and we will, I will go over more on how to create it. But to start with, you can hook up your GitHub repo here or a VSTS repo here. So here, what I did is this is my GitHub repo that I have hooked up here. Now, in my GitHub repo, what I can do is I can upload my ARM template. So let me show you a quick demo here. So what I did is there is a ARM template, a quick start repo, which is, so this, if you go to Azure Quick Start Templates, yes, so Mohammed Saraf, I will answer your question right in a minute. So if you go to Azure Quick Start Templates, these are all the different kind of templates that you can use in regular Azure environment to create different environments. So what I did, I cloned this whole repo here in my C drive under ARM templates, and this is my repo. Now let me pick up any template. So let me pick up Application Gateway WAF template. I can copy it, and I can paste it in my repo that I am going to use in my dev test lab. So this is my dev test lab repo, and in this repo there are two folders, artifacts and templates. So we will talk about artifact a little bit later, but here in the template I can paste my ARM template. That's it, right? And my template is, if you have noticed, my repo is hooked up to my dev test lab through this. So my repo is hooked up here. I can go and I can now add my new template, and I can commit, and
Actually, I forgot the wallet, Dana.
I can push the changes to my remote repo. So the changes are pushed, and now my template is uploaded here in my GitHub repo. So now you can see I have four templates. The one is 101 Application Gateway WAF. Now if I go to my dev test lab and I can go here and I can now, sorry, just, I can go to virtual machines and I can add a virtual machine. I'll say add a virtual machine. And here I will start seeing my ARM template. So the template that I uploaded in my GitHub repo starts to come here. So you can see create an app gateway. So I can click on create an app gateway and it will ask me for the parameters here. I can fill up all these parameters as you can see. I will click add And as soon as I do that, it will create an environment for you. So it will create a resource group inside your dev test lab with all the resources provisioned that you have listed in your ARM template, including your PaaS resources. So if in your ARM template, if you're associating Azure SQL, it will also create an Azure SQL instance from your dev test lab. The only difference will be when you specify the lab to shut down, your PaaS resources won't be shut down. Only your VMs will be shut down. So it's pretty powerful feature here. So, and I am not going to go ahead and create because it takes a few minutes actually to do it. So this was one another way to kind of include Dev Test Lab through your in your CI/CD pipeline. Now let me go back to the question. I think somebody had in the chat window about the networking. Okay, so just a generic answer. I'm not going too much detail in that question, but what you can do is you can go to DevTestLab's policies and you can bring your virtual networks here. So these are my VNets. So when you create DevTestLab, it creates a default VNet, but you can add other VNets from your Azure subscription here. So let's say if I have a scenario where I have like a site-to-site connectivity or express route connectivity, and I want to extend that VNet in the dev test lab so that I can kind of hook back on-prem. This is how I will do. I will bring that VNet here, and then I can associate this VNet to my virtual machines, which are created through dev test labs. So this was the VNet. Okay, now let's say I get this question also that you know what, I'm creating a virtual machine here, but I want to create the virtual machines through our dev test pipeline. How do we do that? So how do we automate this process to create a virtual machine as a developer, not as an owner? So as a developer, when you go to virtual machines and try to add a virtual machine, you pick up a custom base image. And if you all remember, on the policy pages, I have specified that what base images my developers or users can use. So if I don't specify that, it is going to show me all the base images that exist in the marketplace. But because here I have specified few, so let's say one is Red Hat Linux. So I can pick, okay, I want to create a virtual machine which has Windows Server 2012 data center base image. Now I can give it a name, username, password, machine sizes. So this will only show me the machine sizes that I have selected, but here I allowed all of them, so I am seeing this. Now then there is one option called artifacts, and I will cover the artifacts separately, but you can think about artifacts as your extensions, a kind of a VM extension, or if you use Chef, you can think about these as a Chef playbooks. So you can select whatever you want. So let's say I want to install a 7-zip, and I want to install Docker container, and I click OK. So now when my VM will be created, it will have the base image and the artifact that I have selected. And I can go ahead and either I can create a virtual machine or I can view the ARM template. So this is my ARM template that I can use in my CI/CD pipeline. Now let me tell you how you can use this ARM template in CI/CD pipeline. So I can copy this. In my VSTS, I have created a project. In my project, I go to code and I copied the JSON template, and you can create a simply new JSON file, or in my case, I have already created one called template.json, and I pasted that text, that ARM template that I copied. And if you can see, this is actually from a dev test lab. So Microsoft Dev Test Lab is the resource type here. I can paste it here, and then I can go back to my build. I can create a build definition. When you create a build definition, there are a couple of Azure DevTest Lab tasks that are created by the DevTest Lab team. So to add those tasks, what you have to do is go to Marketplace, and you will have to find the dev test lab tasks. So these are the Azure Dev Test Lab tasks that you can use to create a virtual machine. So there are three operations that you can do: create custom image, create virtual machine, and delete virtual machine. So I have already installed this particular task. So now if I create a build definition, let me see, I can pick up a empty process, and I can pick up a hosted queue agent, and I can add a task. Now here I can see, say, dev test, and I can pick up a task, create VM, add a task, go here, I can pick up my subscription, hopefully. So I can pick up my subscription, it will give me my dev test lab. This is my dev test lab. I can choose a template. So this template is the same code that I copied here. And I can simply go ahead and save and queue. And this will go ahead in my dev test lab and create the virtual machine specified in that ARM template. And it will give me the lab VM ID as output. Now let's say I can, so here's one very interesting task I can do. I can create a virtual machine with all the artifacts installed, and I get a VM ID back. I can add a second task here that will be create a custom image. So from that virtual machine, actually, which I just created, I can create a custom image, and I can give some name. And if you see here, source lab VM ID. So this source lab VM ID is stored in a variable, a VSTS variable called lab VM ID, which is coming from the previous task where I created a VM. So I can create an image from that virtual machine which I created in DevTest Lab, and I can then go ahead and delete my virtual machine. So what this will give me is reusability. So now my image is created. I can go ahead and delete the virtual machine. So as you can see, the same VM ID that I've been working from the task one. And this process will allow me to create a virtual machine, create an image, capture an image out of that virtual machine, and delete the virtual machine. Now, once that image is created, that image will be available to the other lab developers through the process in when they go ahead and try to create a new lab and choose a base, that image will be available for them. So this is another way that you can include this in your dev test pipeline. Now when you create a VM, you can definitely, as a user, okay, so before I go there, let me tell you that there are three roles that you can use in DevTest Lab.
Suraj?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. There is one question from Eric about doing this. Why don't we do this with Packer? So are you, do you want to address that question?
Why don't we do this with Packer?
Yes.
So can you help me? What is Packer? Is that like
Packer is another tool that does similar things.
Okay. Well, you can, so these are the tasks like creating images or applying artifacts. There are different ways you can do it, right? This is one of the way that you do it. The similar way, if you go to the artifacts, here you can create different artifacts, let's say to install 7-zip from Chocolaty, right? But you don't have to do it. You can simply add one artifact. That is like DSC extension or Chef extension. And then the Chef extension can go and kind of grab the configuration from the Chef server and install the artifact on the VM. So that could be another way. So yeah, different ways to achieve the same thing. But here, this is for the people who are maybe not familiar with the tools like Packer, like myself, and they want to do it through Visual Studio Team Services, so they can go ahead and do it from here.
That's a good point. So basically, this is different ways of doing the same thing, but
yep,
we can do it different.
Okay, I was just trying to see if there's a value proposition for doing this over Packer, because Packer just does this all in one file instead of four different steps.
Yeah. By the way, there is a VSTS Packer task available.
Yeah.
So you can do it through that as well. So by the way, VSTS is a very flexible pipeline. I mean, you can add, remove things, but since we are talking about, I think, the context of dev test labs, so that's
Correct.
why. So that's why, I mean, we are just discussing that.
Okay.
If we are just talking about the context of BSTS, yes, dev test lab would be one, Packer would be one, and maybe there are some other tools available which can do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are a ton of open source tools
Yeah.
and, CI/CD, if you go, you can do it on all the different ways. But the end of the day, the concept is there, right? So this is the concept. It's all open source as well. So even the task creation is also open source. So if you go to the Dev Test Lab repo, actually, you should be able to see, well, anyways. So you should be able to see all the artifacts that we have put together, or all the templates, and you can contribute to it, and you can see actually how we are doing it. So now let me quickly. I know that we have 3 more minutes left. I want to cover some more important things here. First of all, artifacts, right? So artifacts is one of the important things in Dev Test Lab. So when you are creating a virtual machine, you can pick up a base custom image and you can apply artifacts. Like you want to install 7-zip, PowerShell, whatever on that particular VM once the virtual machine is actually created and started to run. You can create your own custom artifacts, and there is a GitHub repo for that where you can copy artifact.json file that will define your artifact, and inside that you can give a PowerShell script. So hey, this is the definition of artifact, but end of the day it can run either PowerShell or Bash script, and you can do whatever you want to do in that particular Bash script. So you can do as well. Now, okay, so now formulas. So formulas is also another variation. So you can use the custom base images with the artifact on it. You can use it through your VSTS pipeline, but you can also create the formula. Formula in formula, as a lab owner, I can pick up a base image, I can pick up the artifacts, and I can create a formula. So that I'm not spinning up a VM, but that formula will be added to my lab. So when a developer or a user comes to my lab, that user will see the formula. They can click on it, and they can create virtual machines out of that formula. So then only it will start to run. So like you can see here, I have a couple of formulas here. So well, another question I get from my customers is like, do I need to create one machine at a time? Well, no. When you create a virtual machine, actually, you can when you pick up the base image and you click on create, you can specify how many instances of that virtual machine you want to create. So it will take the same base and it will apply if you go to advanced settings here, there are a couple of things that I wanted to talk is number of instances. So it is going to spin up, if you say 10, it is going to spin up the 10 instances of the same kind of virtual machine for you. But of course, you have to be in the limit of the policies that you have specified at the lab level, but it will spin up that. Now, another interesting thing that we have recently introduced is called the shared IP addresses. So you can say, hey, you know what? I want to share a public IP address so that you don't have to pay for additional IP addresses. And once you say share public IP address, it can be shared across multiple virtual machines, and then it will just NAT through a public IP and assign different ports to different VMs. So behind a load balancer, so you can still connect transparently to a virtual machine through the you can you through the RDP interface from the portal. So this is another feature, and then automatic delete. So you can also specify, hey, I want this machine to be deleted after X days, so that you're making sure that you're not kind of leaving the machines running after a particular day. Okay, so I think we are on time. I know that it was pretty fast demo, but if you all have any questions, so Naveed, do we have any questions unanswered in the chat window?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so folks, any questions?
And you can send us the questions later on if you think of any, and we will try to address those.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the call. You all have a wonderful rest of your Friday.
Thanks.